Good afternoon, everybody. One of the things that my wife mentioned to me the other day, that she tries very, very hard never to miss Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim, because she always has very vivid dreams and is always nervous about what those dreams mean. And it provides, Birchas Kohanim provides a very special opportunity where you get to say a tefillah, which turns your dreams for the good. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit, not so much about that tefillah, but about what a person is supposed to do when they have terrible or frightening dreams. I think I once gave a Temnel Akshir about Tainis Chalom, but there are really three separate things that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says that one is supposed to do when they have a terribly frightening dream. The Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis tells us, Haroa Chalom, V'Nafsho Aguma Olav, Yativenu B'fnei Shlosha, that if a person sees a dream, and Nafsho Aguma Olav, he's very frightened by it, it really shakes the person up, so he should do a Hatavas Chalom in front of three people. And what should he do? Leimelu, he should say to them, Chalma Tova Chazai, I saw a good dream. And they respond that it should be for the good, and everything is good. So well, what does that help? You go in front of three people, you say, I had a dream, and they say, oh, it's good, but it seemed terrible. Everyone was dying. It seemed awful. Everyone was getting sick. And no, it really means for the good. How does that help, that it really means for the good? So the Gemara explains, based on what Shmuel's experience was. The Gemara tells us that that what a dream means is dependent on how people interpret the dream. So because Shmuel, the Gemara says, that on the one hand, it says, dreams are nonsense, they're silly. And on the other hand, chalom is nevuah, chalom is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes communicates with us. So it all depends on how you interpret the dream. That must be the resolution to the stira. Says the Marsha, you're going to tell me that sounds absurd, that sounds crazy. How could it be that it means something else entirely just based on what you say it means? You get to determine what it means based on what you say it means? He says that shouldn't strike us as odd at all in our religion. We believe that a birchas hedyot taltei kalabei necha. Some hedyot tells me that I should be gebenched, and that means I'm going to be gebenched. Some hedyot tells me, yeah, we believe that there's a power to words, that when you bring words, there's a tshuvas harashba like this, that when you bring words out into the world, that it actually means something, that it actually has some sort of impact on the reality. So that's why the chalomos are holchim acharei pitaron. That's why the interpretation means so much. Now the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din of Atavas Chalom and the details in Simen Reish Chav Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis he talks about Tainis Chalom. So it's back to back. Shulchan Aruch does not distinguish and say, oh, when you have this kind of dream, you do Atavas Chalom. Oh, a different kind of dream, a Tainis Chalom. It sounds like it's all the same. All the same kinds of dreams, you do Atavas Chalom and a Tainis Chalom and Tefillah. That's the third thing that we're going to see, that the Tefillah that you say by the Birchas Kohanim. It's all for the same kinds of things. That's what it sounds like. Shulchan Aruch writes that Ba'api Tlosa Drachimula, who should be the chevra that you reveal your dream to? It should be people who like you. It should be people that the Shulchan Aruch writes Sha'avim Moso. Drachimula means Sha'avim Moso. People who love you. In Chuvas Van Hagos in Chelik Beis in Rishon Vav, Rav Sternbach writes that the Brisker Rav used to be very makbid about this. That whenever you'd have a bad dream, right away in the morning, right after davening, he'd get three people together, and he would do a Tavas Chalom. That was the method to get rid of the impact of a bad dream. The other method, other than Tainis Chalom, is Tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Hayman duchaza chalma v'lo yada maychaza. A person saw a dream, he doesn't know what it means. Leikum kame kahani beidna deparsi yadayu v'le ma'achi. You should go in front of the Kohanim when they're doing Birch's Kohanim, you should say, Ribono shalom, ani shalach, v'chalom asai shalach, v'chulei. And then the Kohanim, together, when he should finish, when the Kohanim finish the bracha, and the tzibur therefore answers amen. So it's as if they're answering amen to his tefillah as well. Now that itself is somewhat troubling. Tells us in Masech Sota raises the question, is that derech eretz? If someone is giving you a bracha and you're going to start talking to somebody else, you know, the Kohanim are giving a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha through the Kohanim, and you're sitting there talking about your dreams. That's not polite at all when you're receiving a bracha. So the Moreno Rav Shachter said that he thought that the proper way to behave during Birch's Kohanim is to look at the Kohanim, now that they cover their hands, so there's nothing to not look at, so to look at the Kohanim. So I said, why dafka look? Why don't you just put your head under your talis like everybody else? So because if someone's giving you a bracha, you should look at at the person giving you a bracha. It's only derech eretz to look at somebody when they're giving you a bracha. So the Tosfos is bothered by that kasha. How could we be talking about our own dreams when they're trying to give us a bracha? So Tosfos writes, he asks the question, klum yesh chayevet shem varchmo soveinu mazin? So he says, no, mishum sakani yitiru, shem chalom mesukanu shetzorek refua. This is sakana. You know, this might have been a dangerous dream, and this might help you solve the problem of the dangerous dream. And when it's a situation of sakana, so it's not a chisar in derech eretz. You're talking to someone who could be a very chashva person, but if you see that there's a brick that's falling and coming to your head, you say, ah, and you jump out of the way, and they don't say, oh, where's your derech eretz? How could you? No, of course, that's a sakana. You're going to behave that way, and that's perfectly acceptable in a situation of sakana. Beis Yosef quotes a different answer in the name of Maril, where he says, no, this kufa is paying attention to the kohanim, because what better way is there to show that your machshiv, what the kohanim are doing, that your machshiv, their bracha, by then attaching it to that which frightens you most, and saying that this bracha is going to be the bracha that's going to solve that which is frightening me at this time. The shaila is that works in chutz laretz, because the kohanim go and they sing this whole long tune, so that we only do birchas kohanim during the yom tovim, so it's very easy to incorporate a whole paragraph of a tefillah in the middle of birchas kohanim. There is a question the post can discuss: what about in Eretz Yisrael? When is the proper time to do it? So in the Sefer Siach Tefillah, he writes that you should say it at the time of the Birch Kohanim, but try to say it between the words that the Kohanim are saying. Meaning when the Chazan is saying it, so the Chazan is not really blessing you, he's just giving the cue to the Kohanim. So when he's saying the words, that's when you should be saying it. Pause as soon as it gets to the Kohanim saying, because then you have to be Mekabel Der Bracha, and then keep picking up. It's got to be, you got to keep your finger on the place, I guess. It's going to be hard to follow along. But that's what he says, that's the best thing to do. If it's difficult for you to do that, so b'shas chak, maybe you could even say it while the Kohanim are saying the bracha, or when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Sim Shalom, maybe that's close enough because the Kohanim are still in the vicinity. They're still there. They haven't left the Duchen yet. There are other suggestions in Poskim as well as to what to do tshuva and give tzedakah and tainis dibur and go in the mikvah, all these suggestions. But there are only three things that the Gemara says, right? The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say the tainis chalom, the atavas chalom, and the tefillah by Birchas Kohanim. What about nowadays? So we do hear of everyone does the tefillah, or I think everyone does the tefillah by Birchas Kohanim, at least in Chutz La'aretz. You hear of Hatavas Chalom every once in a while. Tainas Chalom, almost never, right? You almost never hear. So the later Achronim, right? Piskei Tshuva has a very nice summary of what a number of the Achronim write, which is that it used to be a person was born into a little village somewhere, and he never traveled like more than 2 miles out of that village his entire life. If bad things were going on in the world, you would never know. So if you saw frightening things in your dream, it must be some sort of message, some sort of mikzas nevuah. But nowadays, you have the internet, you find out about every terrible thing that happens in Dalet Kanfos Haaretz, and you're just inundated with frightening images and scary things all day long. It's much more likely that it's not a mikzas nevuah. Much more likely that you're just seeing frightening things. The Gemara says that when a person sees frightening things, that they shouldn't do Tainis Chalom, because it's clearly not on account. The Gemara talks about if a person is hungry, if a person is fasting, meaning if there are other conditions that clearly led to that situation, then it's not necessary to do a Tainis Chalom. Plus, it could be that we're not such Balei Madrega. The other Eitza that seems to appear in Halacha is Birchas Hamapil, because in Birchas Hamapil there's an explicit request that Al Yifaluni Rayoni V'Chalomos Royim V'Ruhurim Royim, that you don't want to be frightened by, so that's a preemptive strike. That's before you have the bad dream to recite Birchas Hamapil, and that way one can avoid the bad dream. How does that work? What's the magic of that? That's tefillah like any other tefillah. That in general, right, the klal is, if you want something, you need to daven for it. So you want to not be frightened by bad dreams, so you daven that you shouldn't have a bad dream. So it seems, again, that the general practice is that we do say the tefillah while the Kohanim say the bracha. Tainis chalom, you don't really find that we do so much, and it's not really so recommended by the poskim. And the first line of defense, really, what most poskim will tell you is, if you had a bad dream, forget about it. Just ignore it. It keeps coming back, and you can't forget about it, and it's nafsho aguma alav. That's the tonight. That's mechayiv all these halachas. It's nafsho aguma alav. You can't get it out of your mind. So that's when these things kick in, of atavas chalom and the ribbonus by the birchas kohanim. Okay, everyone have a great day.
You too.